A reading from 1 John, the 4th chapter, verses 1 through 21. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, for many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God, and every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you heard was coming, and now is in the world already. Little children, you are from God, and have overcome them. For he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. They are from the world, therefore they speak from the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God. Whoever knows God listens to us. Whoever is not from God does not listen to us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love. Not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his only Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love. Whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. By this is love perfected with us, so that we may have confidence for the day of judgment, because as he is, so also are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, for fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And this commandment we have from him, whoever loves God must also love his brother. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word today, we welcome Professor Ben Haupt, Concordia Seminary, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This is Reverend Ben Haupt, Professor of Practical Theology at Concordia Seminary, St. Louis, and Director of the Library. Our text for today is 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 through 21, focusing especially on the first six verses. Recently, a report has been published that over the last 5 years or so, Americans have drank 15% more wine than they did previously. It has become a great hobby for many Americans to do a wine testing, a wine tasting. And I suppose this is okay. After all, the Apostle Paul encouraged young Timothy to take a little wine for his stomach. But what is today a growing trend and hobby was a matter of life and death in the ancient world. For the cupbearer of the king or queen, wine testing the spirits in the king or queen's glass, was a matter of critical importance. Whether that spirit, that wine in the cup, was true, or whether it was false and full of poison. The writer of 1 John, the Apostle John, calls Christians to do a very similar thing. He calls us to test the spirits, not the spirits of alcohol in the wine goblet, but to test the spirits, the very words that people speak today. There were, in John's day, many people who were saying a variety of things about God, and John says that many of them are false prophets, false teachers, speaking all kinds of lies and testing whether the spirit that they are proclaiming is from God or not is a matter of critical importance. It's a matter of life and death. Well, much like in wine testing, where we have a variety of ways to test wine. What color is it? What is its aroma or bouquet or nose? What kinds of flavors are you picking up? John writes to fellow Christians, his dearly beloved little children, that there is a way to test the spirits who are speaking things of God. And here is the simple test, so simple that any Christian can administer the test. And it's simply this. When you're listening to someone talk about God, ask the simple question, does this person confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh? And does this person confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? There are some religious teachers who will say, oh yes, Jesus Christ came in the flesh. Muslims confess that Jesus was a historical person who came in the flesh. Atheists even will say that Jesus Christ came in the flesh, but they will be hesitant to say that he is the Son of God. Indeed, others may perhaps say that Jesus was a deity. Perhaps Hindus or very spiritual New Age folks might say that Jesus Christ was divine, but they have not so much use for Jesus' human nature. So John says that we are to test these teachers to determine whether they're from God. But dear Christians, when you're doing this testing, you ought to rest assured that you yourself are of God. That you yourself have the Spirit of God. Why? Because you confess that Jesus is Lord. Because you confess that Jesus has come in the flesh and is the Son of God. Have no doubt, dear Christians, that you have the Spirit of God, that you are His little children, that you are dearly loved, and that you have the Spirit of God which has overcome the spirits who are in the world. As you listen with a discerning ear, rest assured that you belong to God because of what you confess about Jesus Christ. In His name, Amen.
We thank Professor Ben Haupt for today's meditation on God's Word.